We'll call the afternoon session to Sussex County Council back to order from recess, and we have two public hearings this afternoon. Conditional use number 1649, Ronald W. Morgan, and 1650, JV Industrial. We have Mr. Shane Abbott sitting in for Lawrence Langs, who's on vacation this week, and we'll turn the proceedings over to Mr. Griffith so he can apprise you how he will conduct the hearings. Mr. Griffith.
Thank you. Good afternoon. When council holds public hearings on zoning matters, they're considered to be legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearing to determine whether or not to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the way that the applicant is requesting them to do that. After each application is announced, Mr. Abbott will tell us what happened at the commission level, whether they have made a recommendation one way or the other, or whether they have deferred. After that, and any questions that council may have of Mr. Abbott, the applicant would be recognized and allowed to present and explain their application and give any reasons that support that. Council might ask questions of the applicant, or I may, or anyone up here may. After any questions have been asked of the applicant to clarify their application, we'll ask whether there are other people present who wish to either object to or support the application. If they are, they'll be given a chance to speak. After both sides have been heard, if there are two sides, then council will decide what to do, whether to make a recommendation or whether to defer. Does anyone have any questions regarding the procedure? When you come to the podium, at least for the record, state your name and who you're representing, and if you're not represented by an attorney, state your name and address. If you have a cell phone or pager, please turn it off or put it on silent service. Thank you very much. Grab it.
Conditional use 1649 is the application of Ronald W. Morgan to consider it a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a garage and parking of trucks and trailers to be located on a certain parcel of land line and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.54 acres more or less, lying west of Road 213, 416 feet south of Route 625. The Planning Commission held their public hearing on these applications on April 27th of this year. The applicant submitted an exhibit booklet. I've put a copy of that and a site plan in front of each of you. The Commission received comments from DelDOT, the Sussex Conservation District, letters in support. There were letters in opposition. The applicants and their attorney were present and gave a presentation. They submitted two letters of support and a petition, proposed conditions of approval. On April 27th, the commission deferred action. On May the 11th, they discussed this under old business. Mr. Burton stated that he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use 1649 for Ronald W. Morgan for a garage and parking of trucks and trailers, based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, I do not believe that the application is consistent with the character of the surrounding property, which is mostly rural and agricultural. Two, the purpose of this application is to allow a conditional use for a trucking operation with a potential for 20 employees and at least 20 trucks and 30 trailers. That is a significant increase from the 5 trucks and 12 trailers that are presently operated by the applicant. This intensive use would be out of character with the adjacent and surrounding properties. Three, Mr. Burton believed that there are other locations that are currently zoned for business, industrial, or commercial use that are better suited for the intended use and the truck traffic that would go along with it. And the last one, the application would substantially increase truck traffic on County Road 213, which is a narrow road, and it does not promote the health, safety, convenience, and welfare of the area. Mr. Burton made a motion that was seconded by Mr. Gordy and carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with the recommendation that it be denied for the reasons stated. That motion carried 4-0. We have not received any additional correspondence.
correspondence on this application.
Mr. Rutt?
Thank you. For the record, my name is David Rutt, and I'm representing the applicant. The applicant is Ronald Morgan. Mr. Morgan, unfortunately, could not be here today. He had a medical procedure yesterday and had some complications. His wife is present. I spoke to Mr. Griffin about this, the fact that he couldn't be here. And at the end of my presentation, I may ask, based on where we are, if we could hold the record open, if you have any questions specifically for Mr. Morgan in light of that medical situation which has arisen. However, let me go through the application information as we now have it. This is an application for use of approximately 3.54 acres for a garage and truck operation. This is a family-owned business. Morgan Trucking, in one form or another, has been in existence for over 60 years. It is to be located on a family-owned farm that has been in the Morgan family for longer than they've actually been in the trucking business. So this is a long-stand operation, a family that has lived south of Lincoln for, Morgans have been there probably for a couple hundred years. In 1946, William B. Morgan and his wife, Marcelle Morgan, began operating a trucking business from the site in addition to actually operating the farm. Marcelle Morgan is Ronald Morgan's grandmother, the applicant's grandmother, and she still lives in the farmhouse that you see on the site plan. It was a family business in that besides Mr. Morgan, William B. Morgan, Mrs. Morgan operated the business end of it, and two sons, Ronald J. Morgan and William Morgan, worked with the trucking operation too. Later, William Morgan, who is the applicant's uncle and actually lives across Old State Road from the farmhouse, began his own trucking business just down the road. About a half a mile south, there's another trucking operation, and you'll see that in the photographs that are in the booklet. The farm where Mrs. Morgan lives was deeded to Ronald J. Morgan, who is the applicant's father, who in turn deeded that to him. And the applicant has continued to, or had continued to operate trucks from this site. A couple of years ago, a complaint was filed with planning and zoning questioning the legality of the applicant's operation. And Mr. Morgan filed a petition with the Board of Adjustment alleging he was operating a prior non-conforming use. The Board of Adjustment went through the hearing process, heard conflicting testimony, and chose to accept testimony that there had been a break in the operations and thus denied the prior non-conforming use petition. Additionally, the board ordered that Mr. Morgan was to remove what the board considered to be an excessive amount of farm equipment from the farm, and an appeal was filed with Superior Court. Judge Bradley of the Superior Court upheld the board under the substantial evidence standard as to the trucking operation, and his decision is included in the booklet at tab 8. And I just want to read one section of that. Judge Bradley stated, although in this case the board's decision is probably fairly debatable, the board did not abuse its discretion in denying the existence of a non-conforming use. So Judge Bradley himself even pointed out that there was a lot of inconsistency here and that decision could have gone either way as to the trucking operation. He did reverse the board, however, as to the removal of the farm equipment. The equipment that is there may not be the prettiest equipment. It might not be brand new and green or red. Might need some paint, but it is all operational, or some of it is used for parts. Mr. Morgan, my client, in addition to his own farm, tills about 525 acres, primarily grain, soybeans, corn. So, he has need for the farm equipment, and it is still there. After the Superior Court upheld the decision of the board, there was admittedly a period of time when Mr. Morgan had to continue operating from this site. He was having trouble finding a place where he could park his trucks and trailers, and just for economic necessity, he did have some things there. However, counsel for the board and I reached an accommodation and an agreement on that, and Mr. Morgan did find a place near Ellendale where he moved his trucks and his trailers. But it was really impractical from that location for him to direct his drivers and the nature of his operation. Plus, he experienced a lot of theft over the last year and a half or so. He's had over 2,500 gallons of fuel stolen from his tractors that were sitting out in this site in Ellendale. In the meantime, he had the site that's under consideration here today surveyed as a part of the family farm, and that site is adjacent to the farmhouse, and as you can see on the large plot that you have, it encompasses actually one of the buildings there. This conditional use is only a small part of the farm, and then it's designated on its eastern boundary to be adjacent to Route 213, which is commonly known as Old State Road. And those of you who are familiar with that area know that Old State Road comes out of Milford. It's Walnut Street in Milford and takes a direct shot right through Lincoln, Ellendale, and comes out just north of Georgetown. And it's a two-lane road with lines and is actually an alternate route that a lot of people favor coming north and south. In the booklet that's before you, tab 4 shows the general location of the site as it relates to all of the properties and also some of the other properties around, and I'll make comment on those as we go along. In tab 5, I show a basic site plan that would be obviously subject to final site plan approval in the engineering. But it shows a garage which is in existence. What Mr. Morgan would propose to do is extend that garage. The current garage is about 60 by 40. He would propose to add about 40 feet so that the total garage would end up being about 120 by 60. Behind that would be the truck parking area where he would keep his trucks and his trailers. You know, all the work would be done inside this garage. Right now, the front of it is open, but he would enclose that. There would also be a fenced-in area behind the building for storage of large parts, like if you had some axles and old engines or things that he needed to have for parts there. There would also eventually be an office out along 213. And an area set aside for the employee parking. The applicant understands that he would have to have the engineered site plan. This, as I said, was just preliminary. Mr. Morgan currently has 6 employees, including himself. There's one mechanic, the others are drivers. He would like to increase that. And we had represented it planning and zoning to about 20. Based on some of the concerns raised at planning and zoning, he would not take on that much at this point and let it grow gradually. So if he increased, it would perhaps be to around number 12 of employees. Now, most of those employees are actually on site for just a few minutes at a time. The way that the business operates, the employees would come to the site, pick up a tractor and a trailer and leave, and then they're on the road 99.9% of the time of their shift. They're gone, and then they would bring it back at the end of the shift. So really the only people on site for any length of time is the mechanic, and if Mr. Morgan is there, though he often is on the road himself. He currently has 5 tractors and 12 trailers. And again, understanding that There was a concern about the number. We would propose reducing that to 10 and 20. And if you feel necessary, you know, that could even be adjusted to present numbers. There are times when a tractor is picked up and driven out and a trailer isn't. And that is because Mr. Morgan provides services to Montair and to some other companies, but primarily Montair, where a tractor would go down, pick up a load of chickens that are already processed in the Montair trailer, haul it to Baltimore, New York, wherever it may be going, and then come back, drop it off at Montair, and the tractor would come back home. There's no loading on site. There would be no loading, no fuel storage. The whole purpose of this is act as a terminal where the trucks can park. There would be times when a load would be brought in. For example, if he picked up a load of lumber or logs or grain that's covered, he might bring it here, park it, it might stay there overnight, and then in the morning leave and go. But there would be nothing loading or offloading on the site. All repairs would be inside the garage, and again, all parts except for the large parts would be in the garage. The hours of operation would really be more for the garage itself, and what we had proposed was hours of 8 to 8 Monday through Saturday, as the trucks may come in and need to come in, and if they had to have some repairs done. The garage would not be open on Sundays except in an emergency, if there was a truck that was broken down and something had to be done to take care of that. The drivers themselves, their schedule varies depending on the load that they have, the destination, traffic, and so forth, but they usually are leaving late in the evening, say between 10 and 12. A lot of them work overnight. They are back in typically by noon the next morning, or by noon the next day. So their time may vary. They have been instructed, and as part of the conditions here, they are only to go on Route 213. If they want to go north or east, what they have to do is go north on 213 to 207 Johnson Road in Lincoln, and they turn left to go out to 113 to the light and then go from there, or they would turn right and go through Lincoln and out to Route 1. If they want to go south, they could go south on 213 to hit Road 224 and again go across to 113. But as far as using Haflinger Road, which is adjacent to the property, that they would be forbidden from doing that. And in fact, Mr. Morgan has already instituted that, and a few of his drivers have already found out that the consequences of using that road. So there would be no trucks on Haflinger Road. The only exception is that Mr. Morgan lives on Haflinger Road. So sometimes he needs to take a truck home, but he takes it up, parks it in his yard, and is gone. Or if there is any work for a customer. The type of work that Mr. Morgan engages in is directly tied into the agricultural community in Sussex County and Kent County. He hauls grain for farmers. He hauls lumber for J.V. Wells. And there's a letter in the booklet from J.V. Wells, which is in Sharptown. He hauls clams for Sea Watch in Milford. He hauls chickens for Mount Air. And he also will haul some general freight for people. But absent this type of service, there would be a hole in the agricultural economy. I know that many of you are very involved and familiar with farming operations, and a lot of farmers can't afford their own grain trucks or don't want to buy that truck. But he rents his truck out, goes into the fields, picks the grain up, takes it to the granary for them. So he provides a service. There would not be any sign on the property. Any advertisement that Mr. Morgan has is strictly by word of mouth. The property on the south end, if you look at the large map, is part of the route that DLDOT has designated for the east-west, or the north-south bypass that goes on the east side of Milford and through Lincoln, which frankly makes some of DLDOT's comments contradictory. In DLDOT's letters, which are included in tab 6 in the booklet, they state first that this had previously been before them for consideration. They recommended denial. But then they said in the letter of September 28th of 2004 that my letter to them addressed their concerns regarding the entrance and truck traffic distribution, but the proposed use is inconsistent with the Cabinet Committee on State Planning Issues Strategies for State Policies and Spending. It's quite a mouthful. And when you look back then, there's a letter of June 19th of 2003. They summarize what that is. It says, it's our understanding that rural areas are areas where emphasis is on preserving infrastructure investments and limiting growth to relatively passive uses such as cropland and forestry, whatever that means. You know, if you're going to have crops and you're going to have forestry areas, there's got to be some way to get your crops in and out. There has to be some way of getting your logs away from the woods. So, and it also, I don't think, encompasses putting a four-lane bypass right through somebody's farm. So, to that extent, I think DLDOT is playing both sides of the street, but that's for another argument. The the application booklet also has support letters, and if you look at tabs 9, there's a support letter from William Morgan. Now, what is interesting about this, during the Board of Adjustment hearing, William Morgan, who is the applicant's uncle, objected. And that was because, in large part, the application there was a little too encompassing. It was seeking designation of the whole 44 acres. Here, it's been limited. He has now said that he supports the application. And in fact, he lives directly across the road. And I'll show you, point out his farm here. Plus, he has his own trucking business just south on Old State Road. There's also a letter from J.V. Wells, which is in support, again, a lumber company or a logging company. And I also had submitted as a supplemental exhibit a letter from Truex Corporation, Truex Enterprises. Truex, in fact, is Sea-Watch. The clam company in Milford, which employs about 125 people in that industry up there and relies on trucks, again, to get their product in and out. There's also attached to this some letters that had been part of the Board of Adjustment hearing, and they supported the application at that time, and none of them have come forward to say they do not support it now. Also, I submitted a letter from Marcelle Morgan, who perhaps would be most affected by any of this, and that she lives in that farmhouse right there. But she grew up with the trucking business, so she's well familiar with this. There was also a petition that was submitted where William Morgan signed it, as well as Robert Warren, and he is William Morgan's son-in-law, and again, lives right across the street from, or right across the road from where this application will be. I'd like to turn to the booklet itself and tab 11 and just walk you through some of these photographs that we have here, so you can see what you know, what I'm talking about in terms of location. The first photograph on tab 11 at the top. That is standing about 150 yards south of Road 207 in Lincoln. That's Johnson Road. And looking up, and you can see a car crossing the highway there. That is where the trucks would turn either east or west to go to 113 or 1. The bottom photograph is another picture of that same road, but there's a truck in the middle, and I'm going to point out in a little bit why that truck is there. That is a interstate battery truck, and it's going down Old State Road, which you can see is a lined road. The next photograph looks north from Lincoln, I'm sorry, south from Lincoln down Old State Road. And then the bottom photograph on the second page is up close to the site, and the farm you see there on the right is where this location would be, and the silver building or the aluminum building is the garage, which would be the subject of the site plan. The next two photographs on the third page, again, the top photograph shows the farm garage or the building, which would be converted into the garage. And the bottom photograph is another shot of that. And you can see there are a couple of trailers there. They're grain trailers. You know, they're farm trailers. The next page is just another picture of that farm. And then the bottom photograph, you see the farmhouse on the left. And just beyond that fence, the white fence that comes out to the road is where the entrance would be onto Old State Road. The next photograph is taken from right in front of the farmhouse at the top, and you see two houses there. The house on the left, the beige color house, that's Mr. Warren, who signed a petition in support. The white house is William Morgan's house, who also said that he was in favor. The bottom photograph there has really two significant pieces. One, it shows the letter or the sign that says, "DelDOT, don't put your bypass through us." And that is in Mr. William Morgan's yard. But in the back, you can see middle and to the right, just around the tree line there, some white structures. Those are trailers. Those are trailers that belong to William Morgan from his trucking operation, and he has them parked out behind his lot. And if you turn to the next photograph, that's taken at William Morgan's trailer or truck terminal, which again is only about half a mile or so down the road.
Mr. Ruck, can I ask you one question to
Yes.
clarify my mind? I tried to find this site, and I didn't see the little sign there recently when I was going towards Milford.
Okay.
If I'm on 113 and I turn, I guess, east, right there where Dave Wilson lives,
right,
and go back to the first stop sign,
right,
I turn right, and he's around the right-hand corner?
Left-hand.
What's on the right?
All right.
When you turn right at Dave Wilson's and you come then to Old State Road,
turn right.
You would turn right.
Okay.
Okay.
This application is where?
Is right on that corner where you would turn right.
It's on the right.
It's on
the
right.
Hand corner.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I saw the trailer, I guess, the other Morgan down the road there on the left.
Yeah. That okay. is William Morgan's trucking operation that's been in existence for a long time down there. And my applicant's uncle. So, now, if you look at that top picture of Mr. Morgan's existing trucking operation, you'll see right in the middle a green truck. That's the interstate battery truck that was coming down the road and went in there, was making deliveries. So that's an operational terminal. And as you can see, just from the bottom photograph, there's five or six trailers sitting out front, not counting the ones that are in the back and others that are not in the photograph. So this is something that clearly is in the neighborhood and has been in the neighborhood for a long time. Then the last two photographs, the top one again just shows some of the trailers in the back just above the fence line. And then the bottom is taken from the parking lot of the existing truck terminal, and you can see down the road on the left where we would have, where we're proposing our site. Large shed is what we would convert into the garage. So we, you know, we're very close to it. I'd like to also comment on letters that were made a part of the record, a couple of them at the very last minute before the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing. One is a letter from Beatrice Whitehead, and she states that it's her understanding there would be a trucking depot on Halflinger Road. That's not the case. It would not be on that road. It's on Old State Road. And she comments on her family farm being there, and that this would create noise and truck traffic. In fact, you know, her farm has been there along and coexisted with the Morgan farm for 60 years. The amount of truck traffic is not really going to change on that road. Also, the road itself, she says it's a very narrow road, Old State Road, but I think you can see from the photographs there's traffic on that road, and there always has been. And it's not, that will not change. In fact, that road has been improved somewhat over the last few years. So I think her objections, though well-intended, are not really applicable. I think it's historically not something that she really can complain about. There was also a letter from Vaughn Morgan, which in the minutes of the Planning and Zoning Commission, it says that there was a letter of objection. When you read that letter, I don't think it really is a letter of objection. It's more of a letter pointing out some points of consideration that need to be taken into account when you reach your decision on this. First, his property will be several hundred yards away on Halflinger Road. His property lies to the far west of the large parcel that is here, whereas this site is on the very eastern end of it. The only trucks that would be on Halflinger Road, again, would be if Mr. Morgan drives home. He lives up on that end. Or if they have some business down there, you know, hauling grain for somebody or doing something farm-wise. So that, I don't think, is really an objection. The other part, he has a paragraph in here about the conditional use application, states 3.54 acres, more or less, and wants that more aptly defined. That's really a term of art that I think we all use when we talk about a piece of ground. So, and any surveyor also uses that. He also discusses if this is approved, monitoring of the parcel. Obviously, you have planning and zoning inspectors, and the John Q. Public is out there monitoring. So if there are violations, there are people there who can take care of that. As to the motion that was made before planning and zoning, I take some exception to some of the points there, obviously. One, it says the application is inconsistent with the character of the surrounding property. Again, as pointed out, this has been a trucking operation, and there is a terminal right down the road. Then the purpose of the application is to allow conditional use with a potential for 20 employees and at least 20 trucks and 30 trailers. As I had stated, you know, we are willing to roll that number back. I do have a set of conditions somewhere that I will give to each of you that we will propose. As to the fact that there are other locations suited for business, industrial, or commercial use, none of that was part of the record. You know, that wasn't part of the record before planning and zoning, that there were alternate locations. Mr. Morgan has tried that, and it just hasn't worked for him. And also then the fact the application is on a narrow road, and you have to make up your own mind about that. In summary, we think that this is really an appropriate conditional use for an AR1 district. It clearly benefits the agricultural community and is a vital part of Mr. Morgan's farm operations as well as other farm operations in the area. It won't adversely impact the neighborhood for the reasons that I've stated. It won't adversely impact property values. If anything, with the bypass that they're looking to put through there, it will maintain property values. It will promote the general welfare of Sussex County by providing jobs and vital services. We don't believe that there will be any major difference in what is occurring in that area if this conditional use is approved. I have a set of conditions that I would like to I don't have anything else to say myself. Jennifer Morgan, who is the applicant's wife, is here. She would like to make a statement. And then again, I would ask if you do have any questions that I could direct them to Ronald Morgan, if you feel that to be appropriate.
I got a question before you leave.
Sure.
We had an application one time near, where was Harbison, I think, around the hatchery there or whatever, the poultry thing. And
Allen's.
Complaints about people running these reefer trucks and things running all night and all this good stuff. Could there be a condition that there'd be...
refrigeration units.
No refrigeration.
That's what we did out there.
But sometimes these guys just leave these diesel tractors just running because somebody told them...
Cold weather, they don't turn them off.
Well, it's a wives' tale. Yeah, please get up there.
Okay. Come on up.
For the record, Jennifer Morgan. Typically, the reefer trailers, when they come to the yard, are not loaded. The units do not run in the evening. Once maybe a month will there be a unit running, and if it is, it's usually during the daytime. I mean, if that's a stipulation, that has to be on the
conditional
use.
Well, that was one source
use.
Of complaints in another area that was not, like something similar to this.
Now, I will say the reefer units that we have are climate controlled, so it's not a steady run. It's an on and off as the depending upon the climate and what temperature you need the units to be.
So this act reefer trucks do come on site and will have a tendency to run. How about tractors? Do they there is no reason.
Only reason that they would be running is if it's someone getting ready to leave and the truck has to warm up and build up air pressure in order for the brakes to release for them to pull out of the yard.
Okay, but that's just, you might want to consider those if there's anything way you can incorporate on it. But I know that's usually a complaint.
Well, I think if we put a stipulation that reefer units not operate at night,
mm-hmm.
If they had to operate just during the daytime, and that the truck's not left to idle except, to warm up. I mean, those would be
right, that's
good stipulation.
I understand that, but I recalled that from another application
right.
for a couple of the applications. Those are noisy type of operations in a residential area.
Where it says no fueling operations on site, where do the vehicles fuel?
99% of the time, Southern States and Milford.
Where are the other 1%?
You have a tank.
Up the road in Jersey, New York, wherever they are on the road.
Cheapest place in town.
Yeah.
So you don't maintain a fuel tank there?
No, sir.
Now, reading the minutes of the book there for the Board of Adjustment, it seemed to be a very ugly case. The trailers that the applicant was saying was farm equipment, I went and looked at last time, it was junk. But is that going to be transferred over to this property from where it's at? Where it was at? Because all them trailers, we had to send the inspector up there. if they said they were operational, they wouldn't pass Delaware inspection. They had to hook air lines to the deal, and then you all went and got them tagged in Maine so you could beat the system. So what's the deal with that now?
Some of those trailers are gone. The trailers that we currently have are storing farm equipment parts and what have you, and they're in the location up in a different parcel than this. That is a totally separate issue than the trucks and the trailers that would be on this location.
Oh, where's this parcel at you're talking about? Is this on Halflinger Road?
Yes.
So where the junk was before still is?
I'm sorry?
Where the trailers that stored that junk is still there?
There's not junk there, sir.
I mean, we went up with inspectors up to the site, and what I witnessed was junk. It wasn't farm equipment could be used anywhere.
That's a different application.
Totally different issue.
You're not moving that to this site, is that?
No, sir, I'm not. That has nothing to do with what we're asking for on this location. That is totally separate.
But what I was saying is, what occurred there, what the court decided, what Board of Adjustment did, is this application with all these conditions, and Mr. Cole would tell you it's hard to police this stuff. Who's to say that this won't carry over to there? I mean, that type of activity.
Going back to the previous situation, part of, like with the letter that Vaughn Morgan had sent in and that William Morgan and the Robert Warren submitted, we did get rid of a lot of issues that they were complaining about, whether it be taking it to a junkyard, taking it and selling it at different sales. There has been a lot cleaned up and relocated or moved to make the appearance look better. What's at the new location will have nothing to do with the farming. This is strictly DOT inspected and tagged trucks and the trailers that we currently run with those trucks. I mean, we have pickup locations where we leave one trailer there, they load it, we deliver one, another one we're hooked to, and we swap them around. That's why we have 12 trailers to 5 trucks. I mean, just so that we can keep the customers happy and the loads moving.
The condition you're proposing would be to allow you to have 10 tractors and 20 trailers.
That's
those
correct.
Vehicles are not in service and all on your property, where are they kept and where would they be kept?
In that back. We've got a picture of it.
There's a picture of the others.
Would they be kept out along the diagonal perpendicular to the road or behind the building you're going to build? Or
there is a diagram that was submitted.
It appears there's no buffering from it or any fencing around where those trailers would all be parked, correct? Is that right, Mr. Rutt?
There is nothing shown on here. We would be willing to put back around that parking area, put a tree or a vegetative buffer to buffer that off from everybody.
Or fence.
Private events.
Yeah, around
that's
there.
Part of the problem is the what Mr. Rogers was alluding to, the look of the operation. Can a bunch of these trailers can not be very picturesque?
Well, I've looked at some of those trailers in the back. Yeah, some of them don't look the best, but one of them is loaded with irrigation equipment, has pumps, has lines and hoses.
Well, I didn't say everything back there didn't work.
Right.
Some of it was somebody else's stuff, too.
But everything that is on our property is our belongings, and we have bill of sales for it all, sir.
So what got moved there from Oakley was all yours?
We had no dealings with Oakley. The problem that Vaughn Morgan had with us the first go-around was because of Craig Hitch, of who we bought some of the equipment from.
Okay.
Did I answer your question? Oakley was someone that people were complaining about was storing stuff on our property, is what you were asking?
Here we had another situation the other day. It was a thing where everything that we violated them for in Oakley all ended up on your property. So that was another day.
Okay, that's nothing I know of to my knowledge.
Don't you have any other questions?
No.
Mr. Rutt's asking for leave the record open because of the medical condition of Mr. Oh, we're not done yet, but he's asked for that. But Mr. Griffith, go ahead.
I think your request to leave the record open was in the event counsel had questions that could only be answered by your husband. Was that correct?
Yeah.
Well, right, with him not being here. I mean, ultimately, this is his family farm, his business. I'm here trying to answer the questions to the best that I can.
Trying to make it work.
But I'm speaking for him.
You'd like to wait a couple weeks and just the event someone comes up with a question, leave the record open.
Well, what are we going to do? Have the hearing again?
No.
The hearing would be completed.
It would be completed.
If anybody thinks of any
Means they'd have to submit it in writing or something?
I don't think,
I
don't think you really need to unless you think of some questions that only Mr. Morgan could answer.
I don't think we've done that.
And if you, and so far you haven't, and there may not be anyone here who raises any additional questions that he would need to answer.
Right, I think we've had enough.
I just wanna.
Just finish the hearing and then make a decision on the open or close.
I wanna go back and look at the site, whether, I gotta go to Dover Thursday and I will run through that Thursday and look at it, so if you leave the record open.
If you finish, Mr. Rutt, let's see if there's anyone else.
Well, did you wanna make a?
I mean, I had some, a statement that I'd like to make.
Hope so, make it.
Read it into the record.
I'm sorry?
Read it right into the record.
Okay, my husband's family has operated a farming and trucking company on this property at question and another property across the road, which William H. Morgan has had for over approximately 60 years. Now, doing some research with family members, we found out that there had been at one point in time over this 60 years, the total number of trucks that his grandfather and uncle and father had run was 20 trucks. If you take into account the five that we currently have, if you were to give us, grant us the approval for the conditional use, and I believe, and this is my personal opinion from what I've seen, is William H. Morgan is current the uncle on the other trucking company half a mile down the road or so, is currently running three. So you're talking about eight trucks running on a same stretch of road that is in better condition now than it was 60 years ago when they started the business when they were running up to 20. My husband started his trucking operation on his own authority on February of 1998. There were no complaints until the summer of 2000 when one neighbor, Vaughn Morgan, complained when the neighbor did not like who my husband had bought the equipment and the trailers from. There has only been one change of landowner in this area since 1998 when my husband started the trucking company on his own. And the new landowner supported our previous petition for, you know, the what we went through before. And currently, there's only two landowners that would really be affected by the trafficking of the trucks or coming and going, which is right in front of them, which is the William Morgan and the Robert Warren, which is located right in front of where we want to have the conditional use at. And both of those individuals signed a petition supporting this conditional use request. My husband's only following in the footsteps of his father and his grandfather with his farming and trucking operation. All the trucks at some point in time during his business of the farming is used on the farm. I mean, everyone around here is from a farming industry. Development's coming in, buying the farmland, people are retiring, moving to Florida or wherever, and development's coming. I mean, how many years from now are we not going to have any farmland in this area? By the trucking operation, along with the farming operation, we can keep the business going. We can't just rely on the farming piece of it. I mean, there's just not enough income coming in from the farming piece. I mean, land prices are going up higher for the cost of renting land, means there's not as much farmland around. Just, you know, the cost of fuel to run the irrigation systems. You just need the combination together to make it all fit. If denied, you are not only denying a trucking operation, but as well as a farming operation, which serves and provides the local community with service and jobs. I mean, 99%, just like I said with the fuel purchases, is bought in Kent and Sussex counties. You know, once in a while, if there's a local store that we can't get a part or a piece, you know, it's bought out of state. But all of our money is paid to people right in our own counties. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Is there anyone else here who wishes to be heard regarding this application? He either for or against. Let the record show that no one else has to be recognized.
I don't think there's any reason to leave the record open, but if anybody got any. Mr. Dukes, you wanna go look at it, you say?
Yes, I'll look at it Thursday.
All right, make a motion, we defer.
Motion, Mr. Dukes.
So the record will be closed today?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr.
I'll second that.
Mr. Jones, second it.
Just let me look at these,
To defer on conditional use number 1649, Roundup and Morgan, for a period of, we're here next week, right?
No time limit.
No time limit, okay. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I voted yes. Put back on schedule later date.
Mr. Griffin, could, being she said this was not going to be, no storage of what was said was junk on site, could one of these stipulations say something about, they could store no trailers there that were not licensed?
They are licensed.
The only exception I saw of that was that there was some indication that possibly parts vehicles might be maintained on site. But as to those, if you're concerned, I mean, you could specify that other than a parts trailer or tractor.
That's where you get into people see it run down junk.
Well, then you could probably address that through requiring that that back area, the lot where parking is proposed, be screened.
Yeah, that was what I was talking about earlier.
Let the type of fencing and the height of it be worked out during the site plan review process.
Would that be a problem?
Can you ask that one more time, I'm sorry?
I'm sorry I didn't do this before we voted to defer, but my question was, it seems like that the complaint, and I'm very familiar with trucking companies, the problem is they store a lot of old trailers and parts because they need them. I've got one within half a mile of my house, and he had a large trucking company, and he stored all this stuff behind his house, and it's just a trash pile, is what it is. And, you know,
yeah.
If you could
surplus
not have, I mean, you got to have a surplus, but you need to put it behind the building or something where it's out of sight from the neighbors and screen so that it's not visible. And that's where complaints start coming in when you start having.
Yeah, I would have no objection to having whatever spare parts behind a fence, which is out of sight from anyone to see, and that all the vehicles be tagged and maintained. I mean, this is just to run this trucking operation to keep it going. There's no intentions on having storage of junk trailers, junk farm equipment, any of the sort. I mean, what's going to be on this piece of property is strictly trucks and trailers we are currently using to run up and down the road to make a living.
Right, we close it. Why don't we bring it up under old business and we'll discuss it, because
okay.
we might get in trouble here. We go too much further.
Well, if we can discuss this, if we can add to this when we do
put
under
it
old business.
I'm making a note.
Put it back on, yep.
All
right, thank you.
Yep,
thank you.
Thanks. Next case, conditional use number 1650, JV Industrial Incorporated, Mr. Abbott.
This is an application of JV Industrial Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small machine shop to be located on a certain parcel of land, line, and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 5.05 acres more or less, lying northwest of Road 257, also known as Round Pole Bridge Road, 1.2 miles southwest of Route 258. This application was also reviewed by the commission on April 27th. They received comments from DelDOT, the Sussex Conservation District. Ronald Dowdy, the applicant, was present, gave a presentation. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. There was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with the recommendation that the application be approved since the use is consistent with the residential use of the property. Since there are no employees, since the use supports the agricultural uses in the surrounding area and agricultural industry, and with the following conditions. One, there shall be no expansions to the business. Two, the machine shop shall be operated within the existing shop structure. Three, there shall be no signage advertising the business. And four, there shall be no employees. That motion carried 4-0. We have not received any additional correspondence, and I'll pass down a copy of the site plan.
And the 5 acres is just because it's the size of his site?
That's the size of his parcel, yeah.
I mean, he's not using 5 acres.
It don't look like a business.
Are you the applicant, sir?
Yes, Ronald Doughty, 27989 Round Pole Bridge Road.
Okay, would you like to explain your application?
Yes, it's, I've been in the machine shop business for 16 years, and I've had leased a building in Milford all that time. And we just built down there last year, and I put up a shop. The shop's already there. If it doesn't get used for that, it'll just be used for me to piddle in, I guess. But, just want to be able to cut back. I turned 55 in a couple months and can't quite retire yet, but I'd like to get out of 55.
Is that old?
It's, for me it is.
That's what you say.
But I just want to be able to cut back some, and I do a lot of work for Allen Foods and Harbison, and would like to get to where I just do work for them, because it's only about 5 minutes from them where my house is.
Mm-hmm. And could you describe where your neighbor's houses are located in relation to the site, and whether what you do in your shop would have any noise or visibility implications on them?
Well, the shop is about 350, 375 feet back off the road to start with, and I've
right
talked
next
to
your
the
house,
neighbors.
Right?
Pardon?
Right next to your new home.
Yeah.
And your barn right there, too.
Right. Right.
And it don't look like a business.
No, and it won't. I mean, anybody that knows me knows I'm not going to do anything to make it any different. You know, it's the shop is bricked up in the front, same as the house and stuff, and all blacktopped. And I have one neighbor right next door to me, and I've talked to him. He's a shop teacher for Cape Henlopen, and he's got no problems with it. And then in the deed, the people we bought from join our property, and he's got right in the deed it's okay with him to have a machine shop there. So.
In your deed?
Yes, yeah. And then on the other side is the Lockwoods. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Dr. Hoag's property.
Yes, yes. And it's just farmland. I don't know what they were going to develop it a couple times here, and it hasn't happened. So, but they have no problems with it from what I've talked to their office.
What's the balance of your 5 acres used for?
It's front. Our house is back also, and the front's pasture. And we have a barn. My wife's going to get a horse here eventually, I think. I hope so.
More work for you.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and that's just, you know, just, I have one guy works for me, been with me 13 years, but he was retired from ILC, he's 71, and when I moved down there, he's done anyway, he's ready to go. This will be a second retirement, so.
Doing the town, he's 71.
He only works he used to work 40 hours a week for me, now he's down to about 8 or 12 anyway, so, just enough to make a little extra money.
Any questions?
And I'd like to say no sign. Oh, I told them no sign or anything. I just
should be strike farm, number 4. Say that.
Pardon?
You might want to name the farm. You don't want to say that.
Mr. President, I think we ought to strike number 4 just in case that he gets a job and he needs to pick up this 71-year-old guy for a few hours or something. You know, he don't want to be in violation. So.
Strike it.
And I don't see where he's going to be having a big operation there. I think we ought to strike that. There should be no employees just in case he does.
Well,
need somebody temporarily.
Let's say during the next 5 years, how many employees might you anticipate having at a maximum?
Never over one, because I
never
want to be able to cut
one,
back. Right. Well, the only reason why that would be is so I wouldn't have to do it myself. You know what I mean?
Why don't you put in 3 or something like that? Yeah, just that'd give him some leeway.
There should be no more than
3 employees.
We don't want you to cut back.
I'd like to, well, I'll tell you. I've been 8 years without a vacation, and that's the truth, without taking any time
off.
Took
off some time today to come over here. Doesn't this count as a
vacation? I'll go back.
You work till midnight, right?
Yeah.
Pick it up.
Okay.
Any more questions of this gentleman?
Nope.
We need to ask, although I don't see anybody, we still have to ask if there's anyone else here.
This guy looks a little shady right here, but we'll have to ask him.
Anyone else here who has an interest in this conditional use application 1650? Let the record show no one else has to be recognized.
Oh, is that right?
The public hearing will be closed. Do you wish me to read the title?
Yes. Go ahead. Yeah, leave talk.
Are you listening?
No, he's not.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small machine shop to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Hill, Hundred Sussex County, containing 5.05 acres.
I make a motion we approve CU 1650 with three conditions, number four being strike.
No, we modified that, Dale, where you were.
No more than three employees.
Okay, number one, three employees, excuse me.
Yeah, we amended number four.
I'm sorry, go ahead, that's right.
Second.
Yep. I got a motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Jones, to approve conditional use number 1650 JV Industrial Incorporated, as read with the four conditions. Any further questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes, with the conditions, I think it's not out of character.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
What's your reasons?
Based on record and recommendation planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes, also agreeing with planning and zoning's recommendation, Mr. President.
Duke?
My vote is yes with the four conditions.
My vote is yes, based on record and recommendation, planning and zoning, and the four conditions. It's a beautiful place. Motion passed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Phillips, to adjourn at 2:35 hours.
Thank you all.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Pose same sign, stand adjourned.